It is Tuesday, September 19th. Hello, I'm Ashley Rowe. It is another fall-like evening. It's going to be clear and comfortable, cool again, with lows in the lower mid-50s. Tomorrow, hopefully you'll get to enjoy some outdoor time. It's going to be partly cloudy, pleasantly warm, with highs in the low to mid-80s. Republican lawmakers have redrawn their already delayed budget and plan to vote on it this week. A big change, Medicaid expansion will now need to be approved in a separate proposal tied to legalizing more casinos. If that proposal doesn't pass, Medicaid expansion won't be implemented. A mental evaluation reveals that the man accused of shooting a UNC Chapel Hill faculty member last month lacks the mental capacity to be tried in this crime. Tylee Shi, a 34-year-old doctoral student, faces first-degree murder charges. The state will commission a second mental evaluation. Less than 2 months until the Raleigh Christmas Parade, and organizers are now asking the city to reconsider allowing vehicles and floats back into this year's celebration. This comes days after the Greater Raleigh Merchants Association reached a compromise with the city to allow the parade to go on without vehicles. The Merchants Association is proposing a long list of new safety regulations in response to last year's accident that killed an 11-year-old girl. For more on these stories and other news of the day, head on over to WREL.com or the WREL News app. Have a great evening. I'm Ashley Rowe.